Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be. Lord God, look and pray for us. Saint Joseph, all God's angels and saints, pray for us. Are you ready, Mary?
Let me just check that you're green. I can see he's green, I'm green, and you're ocular good. So it'll take about 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Maybe just go like this, okay?
Yeah.
Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in heaven with Jesus our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is a day of great joy because we celebrate the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Me and Father Larry in this Mass will be consecrating ourselves, our community, our parish, and all of our life stream family to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the context of this Mass. So it's a day of great rejoicing because of the yes of Mary, and we're going to be giving ourselves to Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, what I have done, what I failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Glory to God in the highest, and peace of God dwell. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep in the netherworld, or high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord. And Isaiah said, listen, O house of David, it's not enough for you to weary people, but you also weary my God. Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son. Shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocaust or sin offering she sought not. Then I said, Behold, I come.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
In the written scroll that is prescribed for me, do your will, O my God, is my delight. Your law is within my heart.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
I announce your justice in the vast assembly. Do not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
Your justice I cannot hid within my heart. Your this and your salvation I have spoken of. I have made no secret of your kindness and your truth in the vast assembly.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
The second reading is taken from a letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats take away sins. For this reason, Christ came into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Holocaust and sin offering she took no delight. Then I said, As it is written of me in the scroll, Behold, I come to do your will, O God. First he said, Sacrifice and offerings, holocaust and sin offerings, neither desire nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law. Then he says, Behold, I come to do your will. Takes away the first to establish the second. By this will we have been consecrated, sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly touched at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He'll be great and be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. The angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My friends in Jesus and Mary, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful feast day today. The Annunciation, the incarnation of the Son of God. And among the many, many lessons that Mary can teach us, I'd like to highlight five of the beautiful lessons that Mary can teach us. First is happiness. We're called to happiness. Universal call to happiness. And happiness does not depend upon where we are, but with whom we are present. And right now in this Mass, we have Jesus with us, and we have Mary with us. So all of you should be filled with just an overflowing joy in this moment, because the first reading said, Prophet Isaiah, God with us. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am in their midst. But also the other two are Jesus and Mary. And Mary and Jesus want to walk with us every day of our life until we make it to heaven. So that's the first point I'd like to underline, is that we should be filled with joy because not so much where we are, but with whom we are present. And we're with Jesus and Mary right now. The second is that Mary said yes to God, building upon the whole idea of joy and happiness. True joy and happiness will come when we're with Jesus and Mary, but also we say yes to them. And God will send his Spirit to inspire us in these days in which we're confined to our homes. We have an opportunity to be docile and to listen to God's word. Mostly, if we like Mary, the Holy Spirit will be calling us to serve our children, our brothers, our sisters, our relatives. Mary said, I am the handmaid of the servant of the Lord. So true happiness comes by serving others. Jesus said, I have not come to be served, but to serve and give my life in ransom to many. The third quality of Mary is that by saying yes, she received Jesus in the very depths of her heart. Father Larry and Father Craig and the other priests in communion have been talking a lot about the spiritual communion. Last night, Father Craig gave an excellent little talk in our holy hour on how to make a spiritual communion. The essence of what Father Craig was saying is that we can receive many, many graces. Father Craig talked about St. Catherine of Siena had a vision of a golden chalice and a silver chalice, and it would fill with these hosts because she had made many sacramental communions, but also many spiritual communions. So let's build upon what Father Craig said and ask Mary, who said, gave her yes to her fiat, Mary conceived Christ in her heart. In a certain sense, that's our sacramental communion and our spiritual communion. So we invite all of you at the end of Mass when me and Father Larry expose the host. We invite all of you to make a spiritual communion. May the words of Mary, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be done to me according to thy word, become our words. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So we can have a spiritual incarnation in this Mass. The fourth virtue of Mary is that Mary is the mother of God, Mary is the mother of the church, and Mary is the mother of each and every one of us. And she is the best of mothers. She's the best of mothers. And a mother gives life, a mother nourishes, a mother consoles, a mother comforts, but especially a true mother loves. And Mary loves each and every one of you. She loves you with the heart of a mother. So we really believe that that's going to be great consolation for all of you, that you have a mother that really loves you so very much. And last point is, me and Father Larry are going to consecrate you to Mary. If you're already consecrated to Mary, this will be a deepening of your consecration. So we're going to be praying a prayer that we compose consecrating our parish. But what's happening is we're forming a family here. The Oblate family, the St. Peter Chanel family, but also the Facebook family. We're really forming a very beautiful, beautiful family. And God is our Father, Jesus is our older brother, and Mary is our loving mother. So may God fill you with peace and joy and long life and eternal life through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. So right now, me and Father Larry, we're going to be consecrating ourselves and you to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
We dedicate to you, O Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, Mother of the Church, our parish, St. Peter Chanel in Hawaii, God.
We entrust you in a special way, Father Larry, Father Ed, Father Antolini, Father Craig, Father Dave, and Father Dave, who have been given to you by their founder, Venerable Bruno Lanteri. May they always be faithful to the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. May they always be filled with the Holy Spirit to win souls for your Son, Jesus.
We trust to your motherly goodness all members of the parish. May that no member of this parish be died without the grace of salvation.
We pray for an end to abortion. We pray that each person would embrace the culture of life, honoring the sacredness of all human life, from the moment of conception until God calls the soul to eternity.
We pray that special love would be shown to the elderly and to the afflicted.
We pray that the immigrant and unemployed in our parish will find work, that the rich would help the poor, that no poor family deprived of the necessities of life.
Trust you, Holy Goodness, all families in our parish. The spouses will be faithful to one another. We protect each home from domestic violence, sexual abuse, addiction to drugs, alcohol, and pornography. We beg that daily prayers will be said in each home, and that each family will be a sanctuary of love.
We confide your heart to the catechism program in our parish. Beg that it always be free from falsification, that would be free from falsification of the faith. We entrust you the catechists, the students, and their parents. May they share in your love for your Son, Jesus.
Trust you the many choirs that sing at the Masses. May the singing reflect the grateful joy of belonging to Jesus.
We entrust your heart the employees and volunteers of the parish. Spend many hours each week working here. They may be rewarded here in heaven for their dedication.
In a special way, we entrust to you all those who break your heart, the heart of your Son, with sin. May you obtain for them, the grace of reconciliation with God. May they make good confessions and begin to receive Holy Communion.
We entrust you the youth of our parish. Please give to each youth a drop of your purity, that their bodies may always be temples of the Holy Spirit.
We entrust you in a special way the spiritual exercise program in our parish. And continue to bring many souls closer to Christ. May also the various ministries of the parish. And good works glorify God.
And trust you all the altar servers, and we pray that from among them will come future priests to work in the kingdom of God.
And trust you the unity of the parish. Your Son has said, so all will know that you are my disciple. You have love for one another. And these wise people filled in our parish, may all people be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit.
Finally, the Lord said, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, I will give you rest. May many faithful spend time in Eucharistic adoration to find love, companionship, and understanding. Amen. We're going to be professing our faith because today is a solemnity. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, for all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. First man for our salvation came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father. He'll come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son is adored and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, on baptism, for forgiveness of sins, before the resurrection sent down, the life, the world to come. Amen.
By her example and her prayers, Mary leads us on the way to Christ, her Son, the Word of God made flesh for our salvation. Let us pray. Christ's perfect day.
Enlighten a world that dwells in the darkness and the shadow of death. Mary the dawn, pray for us.
Christ the mystic vine.
Bring together in one all the branches of your church and let her bear the fruit of life. Mary the root, pray for us.
Christ the living bread.
Feed the hunger of the world. Mary the wheat, pray for us.
Christ the vision, bless.
Keep our eyes fixed on you throughout this world. Mary the mirror, pray for us.
O God, we ask you with great love to help all of our people. O God, in the incarnation of the Word, you have brought out the moment of his change. As he humbled himself to share in our humanity, so did he enable us to ever share in his divinity. Transform us, O God, according to your word, to the same Christ our Lord.
Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, the work of human hands will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Lord, receive the sacrifice in your hand, and praise the Father, the Fifth Saint, for our good and the good of all this holy church.
Be pleased, Almighty God, to accept your church's offering, so that she, who is aware that her beginnings lie in the incarnation of your only begotten Son, may rejoice to celebrate his mysteries on this solemnity, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and ever to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for the Virgin Mary heard with faith that the Christ was to be born among men, and for men's sake, by the overshadowing power of the Holy Spirit, lovingly she bore him in her immaculate womb, that the promises to the children of Israel might come about and the hope of nations be accomplished beyond all telling. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May your voice, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim, Holy, Holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You're indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks and broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and the eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection till you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
And the Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, Jose, our Bishop, the original Bishop Mark, and all the clergy. And also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. All who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your faith. Have mercy on us all, we pray. Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. Blessed Apostles, St. Peter Chanel, Sister Faustina, St. John Paul II, and all the saints, have pleased you throughout the ages. May merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. May praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit.
Let us offer to each other the sign of peace.
Peace
be with you.
Lamb of God,
you take
away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Father God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Oh God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace.
Behold, O Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel. Right now I'm going to expose the Blessed Sacrament and replace Jesus, the Son of Mary, in the Eucharist on the altar, and you can make your spiritual communion and enter into conversation with the Lord. Thank him, adore him, worship him, tell him how much you love him. Let us pray. Confirm in our minds the mysteries of the true faith, we pray, O Lord, so that confessing that he who was conceived by the Virgin Mary is true God and true man, we may, through the saving power of the resurrection, merit to attain eternal joy through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Before singing our final hymn, just remind you in a few minutes, Father Larry will be giving his weekly message to your people. It'll be a bilingual message. So shortly after the Mass, Father Larry will be giving his pastor's message to the parish and to all those who are in this Facebook family. The Mass is ended. Let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hail, Holy Queen, enthroned above, O Maria. Hail, Mother of mercy and of love, O Maria. Triumph, O cherubim, sing with us, ye seraphim. Heaven and earth resound the hymn. Salve, 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 Regina. Salve, 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 Regina.